Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, 23 after. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance. That's a 14-year-old website, by the way, folks, smallbusinessadvocate.com. This is the 14th anniversary of when we launched that website way back in 97. So check it out. Lots of stuff there. All the stuff we've updated that website with since 1997 is there. A lot of it is still valid. So check it out. Read, listen, ask questions. And as you know, we put new stuff up every day, like the work that we're doing right now with our new friend, Patrick Schwertfeger. And I'm going to spell his name for you, folks. S-C-H-W-E-R-D-T-F-E-G-E-R. Schwertfeger. And so check it out. Patrick, we need to know how to find you online.
I'm sorry?
How do we find you online?
You know what? I mean, if you look for, you know, anything, I mean, Marketing Shortcuts for certainly will bring up my book immediately. And if you can manage to spell the last name, that'll do it too. But the website, you know, the book has been really fun because it's got 80 chapters in it, 80 chapters. And so I called the website 80shortcuts.com.
I like that.
The chapters are real short. They're like 3 pages long, and every chapter has a little to-do list at the end of it. You have all these, you know, tons of different topics that are all covered in between two covers, it's been really a lot of fun.
80shortcuts.com, the number's 80, right? 80.
Yeah, you got it.
80shortcuts.com. And the marketing book's called Marketing Shortcuts for the Unemployed. Congratulations again on that, Patrick. Thanks for hanging out with us. Okay, Patrick, we're trying to help you get more business. And as in the book Who Moved My Cheese, Patrick, our customers have moved, haven't they? They've got new expectations. They're looking for information different places. We have to be able to follow them there, don't we?
Yeah, we got to be there. That's always the question. Where are the eyeballs today? And as soon as you figure out where those eyeballs are, then it's really a simple formula. How do you get your content in the front of those eyeballs? So if the eyeballs are on Facebook, how do we get our content on Facebook? If the eyeballs are on YouTube, how do we populate YouTube? And that's really what the book is all about.
Right. And if you're on Main Street, it's a little complicated. It can be a little bit complicated, Patrick, because we got some eyeballs that are still reading the paper, some eyeballs still on the radio, some eyeballs only on the internet, some eyeballs on television, and so we have to kind of be in really all those places, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, you really do, but the interesting thing about the internet is that the percentage of people who are looking for whatever they're looking for, that are looking for it on the internet, that percentage is growing every single year. And,
it is.
And right now, the age bracket where it's growing the fastest is in the age bracket that has traditionally been the laggard. So it's the 55 and over. In a lot of cases, for a lot of people's businesses, those are the folks that have the money. So that's a significant piece of revenue is
right.
The 55 and older customer bracket. And that bracket right now is moving to the internet in droves.
So how do we get those guys? Tell us, give us some tips.
Well, here's the interesting thing. I mean, I literally have studied hundreds of case histories and success stories. And it's remarkable how they all tend to fall into the same basic strategy. I mean, different variations. But to me, it really boils down to three questions, okay? And the first one, this sounds simple, but it's so important to start here. What do you do that's remarkable? What do you do that's worth remarking about? I mean, that's a huge... What we're trying to do here is get people to talk about your business. What do you do that's worth talking about? And then the second thing is, how do you demonstrate that thing? Whatever you do that's remarkable, how do you demonstrate that in a visual way? Right? See, there's different types of content. There's text, there's audio, there's photos, there's video. Well, it turns out the video is far more viral than any other content. In other words, the chances that it's going to get passed along is much higher if it's video, and photos is in second place. So people like interacting.
And there are a couple of reasons for that. People like the visual, but also the indexers, the Google spiders, like video.
They love it. I mean, Google has explicitly said that they're after the multimedia content. They want photos. They want video. So this content gets out there much faster. And Jim, the last question, and this is really interesting. The content can come from one of two places, can't it? You can create the content yourself and share it in the public domain, but that content could also come from your customers. Your customers could create the content about your business. Which of those two is more viral? Well, the customers.
If you've got a customer that you know is happy with you, ask them to do some kind of a testimonial on video?
You could do a testimonial or video, but you could also do other things like, for example, I was working with this company that makes these mobility enhancement devices for wheelchairs. It's kind of a complicated device, but we did a contest where we reached out to their past customers and said, hey, we're having a contest. We want to see the most creative use of these products. Send us a video, 1 minute or less, showing us how you're using your product, and there were some real prizes. Well, the content that we got back from these disabled folks, many of them veterans, was absolutely inspiring.
Wow.
And, you know, now you've got content demonstrating how cool this product is from people who are already using it, right? It was brilliant.
Well, that's golden, isn't it?
It's golden. And so you kind of have to get out of the box, start thinking creatively.
Get out of your own way, mostly. That's what most of the most of the solutions that are waiting on us are waiting on us if we just get out of our own way, Patrick. Okay, 80solutions.com, is that right?
It's actually 80shortcuts.com.
80shortcuts.com. And the book is called Marketing Shortcuts for the Self-Employed. The author is Patrick Schwertfeger, Schwertfeger. Patrick, will you come back another day?
Yeah, I sure will. Thanks again, Jim. I've had a good time.
Enjoyed having you here. Good job. Quick break. Going to take a quick one. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why they don't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.